Our nation will not bow to pressure. Don't you want us to have these devices? Don't you want us to have a gamma radiation system to produce better agricultural products? This is all Iran wants and nothing more.
Strong words coming from the Iranian president as he unveiled three nuclear medicine devices, the latest achievements of scientists at the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran.
Now, with the new devices, including the tubular centrifuge, we are less dependent on foreigners, while our centrifuge runs faster than the ones available on the international market.
Tubular centrifuges that promise the production of a new generation of vaccines, an ultraviolet monitoring system, and finally a gamma radiation system are a clear sign that Iran will not stop its scientific activities.
Only the U.S. and a couple of European countries have the technology to build these machines. But now that we have been able to build them ourselves, we can look into midterm projects to make more of them, and even enough to be exported to other countries.
This comes ahead of a fresh round of high-level talks between Iran and the P5+1, scheduled to begin in Vienna on May 13th. Meanwhile, many Iranians are concerned that the group may not recognize their right to acquiring peaceful nuclear technology as a signatory of the NPT.
According to Article 76 and 124 of the Constitution, any international agreement that Iran signs requires the parliament's approval. And in this case, the negotiating team knows exactly what our red lines are.
Words that were echoed by the president.
We have never asked to do anything illegal, and therefore we will not bow to a scientific or nuclear apartheid. All nations are equal when it comes to abiding by international law.
In the meantime, Iran continues to move forward as it makes advancements in medical, agricultural, and industrial applications of nuclear technology. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization is stepping into a new arena, looking into commercializing state-of-the-art devices that are used in nuclear medicine, heralds a new beginning and a strong presence for Iran in a market that has so far been monopolized by a handful of countries. Gisumi Shahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.